Welcome to What a Creep, the show with Margot Donahue and Sonia Mansfield talking about creeps from the past to the present.
This is your quick guide to the biggest creeps, jerks, assholes, and losers, the best of the worst.
From two nice ladies who want the world to be a little less creepy.
Welcome back to What a Creep. This is Margot Donahue, and my cohort in creepitude, as always, is the amazing Sonia Mansfield. Hey, Sonia.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. We are normally the podcast that talks about creeps from the past to the present, and we stick to one creep, and then we have one non-creep that we're talking about. But we're going a little to the left here. They're veering off a little bit because there's just been things happening in the news, and when that happens, we kind of feel the need to talk about it because it's on our minds, it's on your minds. And so we're going to be talking a bit about what happened with Britney Spears yesterday when we're recording this. I watched online live.
Ooh.
She broke the internet.
Yes.
You know, giving her talk to the judge. So we're going to be talking about her. We'll talk a little bit of John McAfee and a little bit about reality TV super quick, but mostly about Britney. But in the meantime, I just want to thank our new, we have a Facebook group, which is a great Facebook group, and we're really keeping on top of it to keep it that way. And I want to thank Kate and our new admin, Joel, from the land down under. I don't know if he's into Vegemite or Men at Work, but
I assume the answer is yes.
It has to be. So he's going to be helping us out there. What you do is you go into Facebook and type What a Creep podcast group. It is a private group. You're going to be asked a couple of questions if you want to join.
Mm-hmm. We had to set up a little screening process because things have been getting a little randy. Randy in the group, I think. That's a good way of saying that.
A little energetic, a little bit more than we were kind of like thinking. So thank you guys so much. But please join us there. It is a nice place. We're really keeping it that way. You can also find us on Twitter at CreepPod because somebody had What a Creep for 10 years and never used it.
Creep!
We have an Instagram page that we're really trying to keep on top of, so please follow us there. We have an old-timey email, excuse me, What a Creep Podcast, spell that all out, at gmail.com. We have stickers. If you would like some stickers, we will send them out to you. And also, Sonia, we do have Patreon bonus episodes. We have a Patreon page, excuse me, and we have three new people who just signed up, Aaron, Catherine, and Jen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining that. It really helps us pay for the hosting just to keep the lights on. Yeah. We're so very grateful for that. We also have a website at whatacreeppodcast.com, and you can find all of our episodes there. And there is a link to our merch shop if you would like t-shirts or face masks or tote bags. They're all great. I've ordered stuff. Margot has ordered stuff. We can give them a positive review. Would buy again.
Yes, from Threadless. They're a fantastic company.
Yes.
Also, I'd like to say thank you to some people who've been leaving us 5-star reviews on iTunes. That really helps us. Sonia, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready. I love the names. Let's go.
Okay, Ditzy, Ditzy Chazelle.
That's a good one.
Ditzy Chazelle, CJB42422, Sammy the Finn, and NPR921. Thank you all so very much for doing that. We really appreciate it. It really just helps offset the weirdos that like to come in and trash true crime podcasts or other podcasters. That just happens.
They're a couple of Karens and they just drink their Chardonnay and they talk shit about people.
Well, first of all, our names are Sonia and Margot. Second, Margot doesn't drink Chardonnay. She says it tastes like gasoline.
Indeed, that's true.
And we do talk shit about people, but we do our research.
We do our research, and I should say we do have a very basic Facebook page. We don't really check it. It's usually a place where people hang out to say they don't like us using our salty language. Too damn bad. That's how we talk.
Walk off.
This is an adult show. If you've got little kids in the room, maybe not have them listening to this podcast with us. Take one of those fun headphones with the noise cutting kind of stuff. Just, you know, zoom everyone out.
Yeah. Margo, maybe we should do a Kid Bops version of What a Creep. Do you know what Kid Bops is?
I do know what Kid Bops is. I interviewed for a job there once.
We could do a Kid Bops version of What a Creep.
That they reminds make me. A lot of money, by the way.
They make so much money. I'm actually, when we're done recording this, I want to look to see if they have a Kid Bops version of WAP.
Well, do you know, there's also a woman, her last name is Roth. I forget her first name. She's David Lee Roth's sister. She's more than that. She's the president of a company that takes music and they make it classical, and so that it's like an intro music for babies.
Oh,
and
my!
They have bands like Radiohead and stuff like that.
Yes,
do you know
I had this. I had this when my son was a baby. They were like, it's like Rockabye Baby or something like that, and we had the Pixies, We had the Beatles. And everyone's going to go ahead and make fun of me in the group and the Dave Matthews Band, because I love the Dave Matthews Band and I am not ashamed to admit it.
I was going to say, was it Richard Marx? Does he?
I would totally listen to the Richard Marx one.
Absolutely.
The Rick Springfield one, the Eddie Money one. I'm into all of it. It's great. It's all great.
All right. So I think we got through all of our usual top of the show stuff.
I want you to know I'm wearing my Britney Spears perfume in honor of
this
episode.
Oh, I've got mine here. Hold on. I'm going to spray some.
Once again, this came as a rec from our Facebook group. We talked about Britney Spears before in one of our bonus episodes, I think.
It's a Chanel episode that inspired it.
Oh, okay.
Coco Chanel, yeah.
And I had never bought any of the Britney Spears perfume, and I think you were like, it's good, you should get it, it smells great. And I was like, I don't know. And then people in the group were like, that shit smells delicious, get Fantasy, it looks like this, you get on Amazon. And I was like, fine, group. And so I did it, and that shit does smell delicious. It smells so good. Whenever I wear it, people are like, oh my gosh, what kind of perfume are you wearing? And I just want to hold up the bottle and be like, it's Britney, bitch.
You better work, bitch.
Give me more, give me more.
I was listening to her music yesterday. Like, I just love her. Toxic is such a good song. She's so talented.
That song is awesome. It's such a catchy one.
So let's talk about Britney, right? So she's been under a conservatorship since about 2009. She had kind of what would be described as kind of a breakdown. She had had a lot of stuff happen to her at one time. She's been supporting her family since she was very young. She was a teen star. She falls in love, gets married, and then she splits up. She gets married again and has two kids right away with him. Mm-hmm. And she's also dealing in a culture that the paparazzi won't leave her alone. The blogs won't leave her alone. She was on the cover of Us Weekly constantly. And the thing with Britney that always gets to me, and this is how people describe my brother Joe, who passed away last year, is like, she doesn't have one malicious bone in her body. There is nothing about her that's mean, that's hurtful. That's just not how she rolls. It's just not how she performs in life. And so when people are hurtful to her, it really hits her hard.
Yeah.
And
you could see that.
Yeah. She's sensitive. And, you know, her family decided it's a conservatorship in California. Basically, there's one for the person and there's one for the business. And it's to help a person make sure they take their medication, make sure they're not hurting themselves or others, helping them get a routine going. The problem is anybody can be a conservator. You don't have to be a lawyer or a doctor. You know, there's no certification for this, by the way. Anybody can become a conservator. Mm-hmm. And it is really tricky to get out of it because you have to prove that you're mentally competent. And somebody can really give you a lot of tests that would make any person just go insane trying to, like, not prove that there's something wrong with them. Like, how do you not do that?
Right.
It's a really tough situation. And we talked about Britney when the documentary came out this year. It was from the New York Times and it was on Hulu, which is doing all these pop culture documentaries, by the way.
They're so good.
They're
all
great.
Of them.
They're fun.
I'm so glad we're revisiting things like this, like Britney Spears' story, like Anna Nicole Smith's story, Lindsay Lohan, the Menendez brothers, because I think we've, as a society, have changed a lot since then. And I don't know, we need to admit when we fucking got it wrong.
Yeah.
And we got it wrong with Britney Spears and, you know, Us Magazine and the paparazzi. It's someone who is clearly spinning out of control, someone who clearly had postpartum depression, like in a really dark time of her life, got this conservatorship. And I don't know, if she's well enough to do like Vegas residencies and be on like, what was it, like X Factor or America's Got Talent, whatever. Like if she's well enough to do those things, I feel like she must be in a better space and doesn't need this anymore.
Right.
And like you said, it's really hard to prove to get out of it. And
they could just move the goalposts.
Yes. And that's what it sounds like. And like, you know, you watched it like live going on. I was reading the stories after, but you were like texting me and you're like, this is fucked up. And you were really pissed.
I went online. There's a group of us that basically were going to watch it together over Zoom and then share a screen. And Britney broke the internet, like everybody at the same time. So then it became, we were at the Step and Repeat for Free Britney. And there was a press conference there for people that have been supporting her and been vocal about letting her, you know, have her voice. No one listens to her. She's never allowed to say what she really thinks. It's always with, you know, her father is in charge and there's another lawyer that's in charge. And what they do and what happened was that she calls in and then there's reporters around and then people just have their speakers on their phone and they have the microphones towards the speaker on the phone, very old school. And that's how we get this news from Britney. And she spoke for about 24 minutes. She spoke from her heart. You could tell like, she's like, I need to get this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's before someone stops me. And
it's awful.
It's awful and she's saying, I want it. She wants to simple things. She wants to be able to set her schedule. She wants to be able to see the therapist she wants to have. She talks about they make her go to a therapist in Westlake, Hollywood, which is always covered with paparazzi. And she's talking about stuff that's hard. And then, you know, I wouldn't want anybody coming after me after my therapy sessions. I mean, it would.
No.
No, you know, that's just, it's just wrong. There's so much that she wants to be able to do for herself. And she says she can do for herself. And she should be able to do. Like she says, go for a drive with her boyfriend in his car.
Right.
You know, and that she said, at one point she said, I have an IUD to stop me from being pregnant. She can't go to a doctor and have that undone. She has to get the okay from that from the conservators, which is just, it's just bananas.
It is abhorrent.
Yes.
That she has an IUD that she is being forced to have. And nobody should have say over her reproductive rights. That is so upsetting to me. It is so upsetting to listen to her tell these stories. And she'll say, like, when she questions anything, they claim she's not taking her medication, which is, it's all about control. It sounds like you are going to be a good girl and you're going to perform and make that money. And if you question us or do things that aren't like expand, like being with your boyfriend, having more children, none of those things will make them money. Therefore,
right,
they are not okay. It is so fucking scary that something like this could happen to someone
who lives in public, who's a public figure. That's, you know, and it makes you wonder. I mean, these conservatorships, were started, I mean, mainly to try to help elderly people.
Yes.
And then it became elder abuse because then there are elderly people that are being taken advantage of. I mean, when somebody's controlling your medicine and when you can take it, that's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest territory. Like, you know, Nurse Ratched won't let you watch the baseball game unless you take these pills. And this is a grown woman, 39. She's going to be 40 in December. And, and several times she had to remind, like, I'm making the money here.
Yes.
I'm paying everyone's. She's paying her father's lawyers to fight her.
It's so frustrating on her behalf. And, you know, I just can't even imagine. She's saying, like, I feel alone. She's like, I cry all the time. Like, she can't do anything. She right. feels so trapped. And like you said, she's famous.
Right.
Like, just think of just thinking of all the people that have this that aren't and don't have the platform that she has. And, you know, if she even speaks to the press, if she speaks out of turn, they threaten her and they say, like, you're off your medication, like, just because she's not being their dance monkey.
Well, it's speaking of dancing, I mean, she was rehearsing for a show and she said there was a certain choreography she did not want to do. And if there's something Britney knows, it's how to put on a show. It's how to perform. If she says she doesn't want to do it, then she doesn't do it. You don't make her. But then they said, well, you're being difficult. So then they switched her medication to lithium, which is a very strong drug.
Yeah.
Nirvana wrote about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her father, he just wants the money. And mm-hmm. if you've watched, you know, I know we both watched it. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have the Framing Britney Spears documentary. And they make it pretty clear.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that they make a really strong case that he's in it for the money. And it's just disgusting. It's shameful. What a terrible father.
He's not great. And she comes from a long line of famous women who are performers, like Marilyn Monroe, Frances Farmer, you know, they're just like, they behave a little bit differently than people want. They're willing to be more outspoken, or they're willing to be a little more fragile. Mm-hmm. And then people just want to diagnose and fix it. Because that's just not what we consider to be normal. That's just not what we consider. Like poor Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, another person that just, the way that women were treated, especially by the paparazzi and the tabloid media and the Perez Hiltons, who's putting out now, he's all of a sudden free Britney when he was one of the chief people.
Yeah.
Who made fun of her looks, who made fun of her breakdowns. I mean, just, ugh.
Maybe it is that he has grown and learned.
I'd like to think that.
You know, as someone who used to work in newspapers, and mm-hmm. I also wrote a celebrity gossip column for our newspaper for a while. Nowhere near like a Perez Hilton mm-hmm. or any of those. Like, you know, just the one in our newspaper. You know, I 100% am guilty of making fun of Britney Spears or Anna Nicole Smith or Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, all these people. I made fun of all of them because it's just what you did in the celebrity, in those like mm-hmm. gossip columns. I 100% admit I was a fucking asshole. Like, I was a huge asshole. And I just was like, they're celebrities. It's fine. It's right. fine to make fun of celebrities. It's fine. And to a certain extent, it is fine, but not punching down. And this is the thing we always come back to, right? Mm-hmm. When we talk about comedy, don't punch down. And I was at the time, I was punching down.
Yeah.
She was clearly spiraling. And I mean, please, I wrote this little rinky dink column in San Francisco. Like, it's not like, oh, I could have totally reached out to Britney Spears and been helpful. But I was part of the problem. And maybe Perez Hilton realizes that, but maybe not, because he's kind of a dick.
He's such a dick. And did you see that there was he got kicked off of TikTok and then he cried about it like a baby.
Yeah. I miss my TikTok.
I really need the TikTok. What is happening, you guys? I mean,
why did he get kicked off?
For being an asshole. Who knows? He's yesterday's newspapers.
Yeah, seriously.
He really, truly is. I want her to be able to have control over her life, to be able to decide who manages her money. She just wants to be able to do that. They're just saying, no, it's going to be your dad. Her father has no experience in it.
Yeah, she just wants to take a vacation.
Right.
Like they threaten to like take away her vacations. Like they make her get up in the morning. Like she can't even fucking sleep in. Like she wants to have a life, and I think she deserves it.
Absolutely.
Come on. After everything she's given us.
Yeah.
Let free Britney.
Free Britney. I hope this is the beginning of being able to that. I mean, his lawyers then get on the call and they're like, oh, well, we're just really worried about her care. You know, we just want to make sure that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, it's the money train.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you guys care about. It's not her care. It's so some of the stories she told just made me so mad. You know, like they told her, oh, you can't get a, you know, self-care. She can't get like a massage or manicure or pedicure because it's COVID. And she's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then she's like, every week, like the maids and the housekeeper, everybody has a new pedicure every week. Like they're telling her she can't have things. So they're trying to control her universe, her reality.
Yes.
Is what that
is. It's awful. It's awful. And I know that, you know, she has complained before about her father and the way he interacts with her children.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that's a whole other thing. Right. You know, I forget. Did she say that he hit one of them
there was some physical altercation? And then so he's not allowed to. And also Kevin Federline, I think her ex-husband also said something about that as well. And so the father's not supposed to be around his grandsons.
Yeah.
But he could control the life of his daughter.
Exactly.
It's infuriating.
It is not good.
No. No. So free Britney.
Britney.
Just want to give her a hug.
Yeah.
I'm glad she found some courage and a little bit of, you know, you could tell how like nervous she was when she was, if you don't know if you heard any recordings, but she was talking really fast because she just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah. She's probably afraid at any second they're going to take the phone away from her.
Yeah. Yeah. Bust down the door. Yeah.
Yeah. My heart just breaks for her. And I know that financial stuff can be really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she, it seems like she's in a space where she could hire her own people.
Yes.
To, you know, not her dad, who's clearly abusing it and not taking care of her. She could do it.
Yeah.
We believe in you, Brittany. You could do it.
Yeah. We believe in you, Brittany. We hope you can hear this wherever you are. At one point she described like she felt like it was sex trafficking because they took away her passport, her wallet, her credit cards, like key, everything. Like just took her around and made her go on stage. And then, you know, it's just, ugh.
Yeah. Dance, monkey.
Yep. You're the gravy train.
Yeah. Not cool. Not okay. Did they say if there would be any decision when you were watching?
So they can't say anything right away, but the judge was like, okay, can you talk a little slower because we're trying to get every single word down. Yeah, the court reporter must have been like steam coming out of her ears. She was working so fast.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, because she was speaking so quickly. It is the first step. And that's another thing. Like, they don't make it easy for a person to, once again, like I said, get out of these things because they change the goalposts. I mean, first it's like you take this medicine and you do this every day and this many therapy sessions, and then we'll see how you're doing. If you're doing great, fine. Then we can give you this and this. And then, but if that means, oh, but then she's getting more assertive and that's threatening, then they just changed all what they give her.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the time she has to get up, the type of meeting she needs to be in, what kind of, it's just ridiculous. I just feel so bad for her. And I'm glad she's putting up some boundaries and really saying, it's very clearly, she wants her father out.
Yes. And she should have a say in that.
Absolutely.
If anything, it's been, maybe it made sense at the time that it would be her father. It's like, oh, it's her family.
He's from Louisiana. He's her dad. He's just going to be down to earth.
Yeah. You know? But if it's, we're talking 13 years later and she's saying, I don't want it to be him anymore. At least replace him.
Yeah.
If, you know, but the truth is she shouldn't have this at all because she's 39 and seems to be in a decent enough space where she could control her own life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we talked about it, though. We needed to get it out.
We needed to get it out. We need to stick up for her. We need to, like, let her know that we care. And thinking about all the people who are under these kind of conditions, I'm sure it happens mm-hmm. to many people.
I'm sure it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know it's one of our listeners emailed and said, can you look into the history of kids? I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. I won't understand a word. Sorry.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a huge ask. And I bet there's a legal podcast that has that.
There's definitely has to be legal podcasts. So definitely check them out because they're going to be much more eloquent about things like that. I'm speaking from my gut here. I'm just mm-hmm. speaking from my heart, how I feel about this.
Yeah, she's 39 and she's asking to like for very simple things.
Yes.
And this just the idea of a forced IUD.
Oh, that was the one you could see the people around like in shock. Like,
yeah,
there's one woman who was making a face and then someone said in my group, they're like, this woman is all of us right now. Cause she was like responding. Her
yeah.
face was like really responding to everything that Brittany was saying. I'm like, we're all feeling that. Like that took the wind out of me when I heard that. I was like, you've
yeah,
got to be fucking kidding me.
That is like, it is like one of like a huge form of control. And mm-hmm. it's also something that goes on. I know that there's like parents who have children with special needs. And sometimes these parents talk about like sterilizing their children. Yes. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
We talked about that when we were talking about Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
It's like Handmaid's Tales bullshit.
Yes.
Here. Yeah.
And yeah, what is happening with her right now is like a step in that direction. And it is not cool. And no, sir, I don't like it.
No. So we'll keep on top of that. We'll put news on our Facebook page or we'll tweet out on Twitter. So let us know what you think. Come over and say hi.
Yeah. If you could answer our questions.
If you could answer our questions.
I'm thinking of the Holy Grail. You must answer these three questions. What is your favorite color?
I fart in your general direction.
It is yellow. I mean blue.
We're old.
We're so old. If you haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you should. It's pretty goofy and hilarious.
Well. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. The other thing we were going to talk about in the news, because we did an episode on this gentleman. His gentleman. I use that term loosely, very loosely. His name is John McAfee, and he created that virus software that is probably on your computer right now. Yes. So it is, he's very famous. He's a creep. He has been accused of murder. He has extorted money. He's evaded taxes. He's done all kinds of creepy things. We don't want to kink shame, but it is also a very famous story about how he pays for sex workers to like sit in a hammock. Just saying.
Oh, you should have warned.
Sorry.
Let's do a trigger warning.
Okay, sorry about that. We don't want a kink shame, but
sorry, you guys, I took that out. I'm
is yeah.
You can listen to that episode because we do talk about it there.
Yeah, we talk about it there. Sorry, everybody, I took it too far. <It's okay>. Again.
I'm gonna put a horn or something like that. They're like, okay.
We should just replace it with. They'll know. They'll know. So anyway,
all of a sudden.
This asshole. So he was in a prison in Spain. He was going to be extradited to the United States to face tax evasion charges. And instead of wanting to do that, he hung himself in jail. He was 75. Mm-hmm. He was very upset with the idea that he was going to be extradited here. He was saying that he was going to then be sentenced to spend the rest of his life in jail. And I'm like, that's probably the idea. You know, we're not saying like, good riddance. I'm wondering, is he someone like a Jeffrey Epstein? That's right. The conspiracy theories have already started. Where it's like,
is he on that island with Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Did he kill himself? Did he? You know, was he murdered? Is he really dead? Is he just off somewhere with Jeffrey Epstein in their little black books? You know, the the theories have already started, but I think the more, I'm sure he's probably really, he just hung himself, but he's a real creep.
Yeah. We did an episode about him.
And you can
look it up.
Not only did, he was sought in a murder of a neighbor back in 2012, but he was never charged. He's not a cool dude.
No.
I said, go back and listen to the episode because he has led a cuckoo bananas life. We talked about this off the air. That is the clinical term. Cuckoo bananas. When talking about this guy, he has done a lot other than just inventing antivirus software.
All right. And then lastly, we're going to talk about just some drama just to like lighten things up here. It's a drama that's on a show called Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Yes, I watch it.
Tell me.
This is from the second season. The first season wasn't that great. Below Decks is very, very popular franchise on Bravo here in America. There are places you can get it all over the world. I recommend season two. It's just this really good looking group of people that work on a sailing yacht, and they go around Croatia, which is beautiful. And
yes,
and there's food porn, you know, there's a great chef who cooks, and the staff. Well, here's what happens. The crew.
Wait, did you say food porn, or was it food comma porn?
No, food porn.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes.
Just checking.
No, there's just food porn. I mean, I didn't mean there's food and porn that you get to watch. No. Well, sort of. I mean, the staff, the thing was, is that usually the crews go into the town when they have a day off. And because of COVID, they had to stay on the boat. And on this ship, they're all really good looking. So they would get like really trash wasted, naked wasted. Like they get their tops off.
Oh, naked wasted.
Naked wasted. So there was this love triangle between this guy named Gary, who always sounds like he's motorboating a woman. Like he's from South Africa, I think. And he always just kind of talks like in this goofy way.
Gary.
And he had a fling. He had sex with Sydney like the first night, who works for him. She directly reports to him, but he had a crush on Allie. And then they had a whole triangle. But then there was this other couple, and it was JL and Danny. Danny was a deck crew. She was in the interior staff. And JL was like low on the rung for the below deck guys. He's on the outside of the crew. He's about as dumb as a stump. He's 6'9".
Oh my gosh.
And just as stupid as he is tall. Just the dumbest person. And he's lazy. Like they would call him and be like, hey, we need you. He's like, a meeting. You know, he just was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then Danny, who's this beautiful woman, young lady, she's like only 32, but she thinks she's old. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a fling. And then it turns out she gets pregnant. And it's a few months around Christmas time, she finds out she's pregnant. So she was only with him on the ship, and then they had like and then they kind of broke up, and then she found out she was pregnant. And he at first was like, and he said, oh, I was in shock. But then I thought about it, I got more excited. Then he decided that he doesn't know if he's the father or not. So he's not going to have anything to do with her until he gets a DNA test.
Mm.
Now he's on a boat someplace like Venezuela or something. She's in Australia working in Sydney, working her ass off trying to, you know, make enough money to support herself because it's expensive there.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has the baby. He's always been off social media. And then once she has the baby and she doesn't say who the father is, she says she's going to raise the baby on her own. She has a beautiful little girl.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Was the baby like born super tall, like over 3 days? So like
no.
The birthday was like the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd.
She's already walking.
The baby
she's reaching for things in the fridge.
Seven.
Yeah. Yes. She's well, she's very, and Danny's very petite. She's like 5'2" or something. So it's a remarkable. Well, so first he puts out and he's like, he does this doofus shot. He's like staring out over the sea. You know, I don't know if this baby is mine or not, but if it is, I swear I'm going to really be, you know, Now, meanwhile, for months, Danny was being hassled on social media. As soon as people found out she was pregnant, saying she's a whore and she should have had an abortion and she tricked him. All this crap. Like, he's not responsible for his dick, right?
Right, of course. It's always the women.
Right.
Always it's always the woman's fault.
Mm-hmm.
His own mother contributed to this. So this is what high class people he's from. He then puts out another the next day. And all her cast, by the way, on Below Deck is writing like, even Gary, you suck. Oh, you know, Colin is like, you stink. Everybody hates you. We read your messages. You're terrible. Because she kept everything. She kept the receipts.
Yeah.
So he puts out a message the very next day. And it's a baby picture of him. And he's basically, when I was born, I was 10 pounds and I was this long. I'm not saying anything. But once again, I just want a paternity test. It's like, it doesn't really work that way. Like, you can wind up tall or not tall. You could have, I mean, I have no, this is not like a guarantee. But it's his way of saying, is that my baby?
Such an asshole.
He's such an asshole. So Bravo did a Below Deck. I do recommend to watch it if you get a chance, because the first, they did a two-parter, and it's always like people getting drunk and they're laughing about the dumb guests and stuff like that. And then there's the second part is partly he talks to Danny, and then he speaks to JL alone because he couldn't make it for the reunion. And like I said, he's so fucking stupid and dumb and just such an asshole. Like, it's just,
you just, you know, you could, if you could hear into his mind, it's just like white noise. It's just...
And I'm looking at it. He's been on at the sea forever, and he has like this burnt up, fucked up nose. I'm like, he's gonna get skin cancer.
It's because he doesn't even know what the sea is.
No.
He's like looking at it, and he's like, "What is that? It goes on forever. Is the world flat?"
So dumb. I mean, when you see this for yourself, you're just gonna be like, "Oh my god." Anyway, that's to cheer you guys up. I mean, Danny will be fine. She's going to figure her shit out.
Yes.
She's awesome. She's got friends and she's got people. I mean, it's just a stinky situation. But it was very entertaining.
Honestly, if he's such an asshole and he's so stupid, maybe her best bet is to not get that paternity test and just keep him away.
I mean, she says, I don't want his family near me, like the way the mother
talked
no
to shit.
Her. I
wouldn't
Fuck
either.
Fuck those people. Fine. We'll be on our own, me and my kid.
I'd rather do it alone than have to deal with that kind of drama all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Totally
agree.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Ugh.
All right. So
I'm glad. I'm all good job rounding us out there at the end, though. That's some soap opera shit. I love it.
Oh, you know what? There's a YouTube clip. Let me think of a not creep. And it's a YouTube guy, and he's like, let me look this up really quick. It's a guy that during COVID, when he was growing up, he didn't have a good relationship with his father. And then he became a father of kids. And he decided he was going to try to be better than how he was raised. And so he did a thing where he tied a tie. And Dad, how do I? That's what it's called.
Oh,
and he explained how to make a tie, just very like not condescending, just like a dad would, like just explaining it to you. And then people started sending him questions like, my toilet's running, like, how do I fix that? And he was like, oh, what you do is blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I'm painting, putting up pictures. How do you use that? You know, that thing that has the gold water like in the middle and it's supposed to keep it. And he teaches you how to do that. He's such a nice man. He's been doing this for a year. He has like 3 million followers on YouTube. And then he said recently he was behind putting up an episode. And he says, you guys, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure it's right. So I'm putting it up for you. He goes, but I just want to say, when I read the comments, every once in a while, people say, we need to protect this man. I agree. We need to protect this human. And he said, that makes me feel so good because I'd like to be protected. And he goes, I want to tell you my favorite quote. And then he reads a quote from Teddy Roosevelt that is the most beautiful thing ever. I sobbed my eyes out.
Aww.
He's so, so sweet. So that's our not creep. It's for the YouTube channel, Dad, How Do I? And they're very quick, like 5 minutes tops. And it's just like good advice and just a sweet person. Not everyone's a creep.
Could he help Britney Spears?
I bet he could.
Yeah. Could he be your conservator?
I bet you he could talk to a judge and they'd be like, all right, whatever he says.
Dad, how do I get out of my conservatorship?
I bet you he'd do it. He's that good of a person.
All right. Let's find out.
Yes.
No. That's a good not a creep, though.
Thank you. All right, that's our episode this week. Next week, we'll be back to creeps. We got a serial killer creep. We were going to do it today, but we'll do it next week. And then, you know, we'll have a bonus episode coming up soon. And it's summer. We're totally into it. Sonia's going to be in her home soon. She's been staying with her parents because
fingers crossed, y'all, that I'll be home soon. send all your good electrical vibes my way, please.
Oh, and if you like the sound of our voices, we also co-host a show called Dorking Out, where we dork out about movies. Our next movie is going to be Mystic Pizza. If you're not familiar, it's one of Julia Roberts' first movies. It's got Annabeth Gish. It's got, who else is in there?
Lily Taylor.
Lily Taylor, guys.
I think Vincent D'Onofrio's in there, if I remember correctly.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
This was a request from one of our listeners of What a Creep and Dorking Out, Jennifer Moline. So
that's going to be our next episode. And so please follow us there. And Sonia, where can they find you?
You can find me at thesoniashow.com and The Sonia Show on Twitter and Instagram and even the TikTok. I'm not banned yet. Take that, Perez Hilton. Where can people find you, Margo?
I'm on social media at Brooklyn Fitchick, mostly for Twitter and Instagram. I don't do anything on TikTok, but I do have a TikTok under Margo Donahue. I mean, I'll follow you back if you've got a TikTok you want me to follow. And you guys, in the meantime, be good to each other. Wear sunscreen. Be safe. Don't be a creep.
Creep.
Thank you for listening to us talk about creeps. You can follow us at What a Creep Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
But don't follow us too closely.
You can email us your creepy stories at whatacreeppodcast@gmail.com.
But please keep your dick pics to yourself.